There was a devout man in an Indian village. He went to the temple and saw the local Swami. He said, "I want to do homage to a god." The Swami said, "Oh, then you pray to Ram. Ram will grant all your wishes." So he gets the statue of Ram, puts it in his meditation room, and prays and prays and prays for 10 years, and nothing happens. So he goes to another Swami, and that Swami tells him, "Oh no, you must pray to Shiva. Shiva's much more powerful than Ram." So he gets a statue of Shiva, and he goes into his meditation room, and he lights the incense to Shiva. And the smoke from the incense is going to Ram. And he says to Ram, "That incense is for Shiva, not for you." And Ram appears before him. And he says, "This is the first time you've really spoken to me." And that contact is what is so important in the Om Choir. That contact of soul with soul, aspiration with aspiration, love with love. And when we can be truly united, realizing the oneness that we already are, then we will have achieved something. But we are here to be instruments of the divine consciousness, to allow the new music to pour down from the divine through these human bodies who are one sacred body, not individual voices. Those of you who have come have not come here by chance. Whatever has drawn you, it has been from here. The Om Choir grows and grows all over the world. I just received a letter from a lady in Bogota, Colombia, where they had an Om Choir of 250 people, a little bit more than double this. And she's going to, they recorded it, and she's going to send us a DVD. And this is what I'm hearing from all over the world, people's experiences in the Om Choir, their experiences of healing, of oneness, and of beauty. So we begin with our usual humming exercise to warm up the vocal cords. Nice posture, no stress in the upper body, relax. Thank you.
Re! three.
Diaphragm, breathe.
Mm-hmm.
go out circle by circle. What we want to achieve here is a oneness of tonality. We call it timbre in music, that no voice should be singing and another voice, another way. So it's just
light without obscurity.
And tonight I continue with this bad voice. Quotations on light from Savitri. Now we're going to go deeper and get into dissonant chords. Hold your note and hold it beautifully. Feel it with all the rest in your group. Something, let this body be the expression of the Lord. But if you feel only to sing one note, that's fine also. Because in the Om choir, there are no wrong notes. We are aspiring as one for a music to transform, to effectuate the transformation in us. One more, and we begin. We'll break the men up this time into two. In us, too, the intuitive fire can burn. An agent light, it is coiled in our folded hearts. On the celestial levels is its home. Descending, it can bring those heavens here. Thank you. Earth's doubting future hides our heritage. The light now distant shall grow native here. The strength that visits us, our comrade power. The ineffable shall find a secret voice. The imperishable burn through matter's screen, making this mortal body Godhead's robe.
Thank you. on every plane, the hieratic power, initiate of the unspoken verities, dreams to transcribe and make a part of life in its own native style and living tongue, some trait of the perfection of the unborn, some vision seen in the omniscient light, some far tune of the immortal rhapsodist voice, some rapture of the all-creating bliss, some form and plan of the beauty unutterable.
Thank you.
as if from a golden phial of the all bliss, a joy of light, a joy of sudden sight, a rapture of the thrilled, undying word, poured into his heart as into an empty cup, a repetition of God's first delight, creating in a young and virgin time.
Thank you.
At every Om Kwashan, I invoke the divine blessings. I ask Sri Aurobindo and the Mother to protect and guide each of you.